All right, Chuck Gines, ChuckGines.com. Time for another knife review. Oh, I'm a knife man. I love knives, huh? I love to sharpen knives. I love to carry knives. I love to use knives. And today we're going to talk about a knife that I have had in my possession. Well, either the Buck 119 and or the Buck 120 for over 40 years. That's a long time to own a knife. Haven't owned the same one, but I've had in my possession at all times for more than 40 years, probably closer to 45 years. I've had a Buck 119 and or a Buck 120. I currently have both. And for a long, long time, my EDC, my everyday carry belt knife, I actually carry two belt knives, I'll get to that in a minute, is the Buck 120. Now, one of the things that always amazes me, and I know that Buck even advertises them now as a hunting knife, and you see all kinds of reviews. There's a guy that has hunting knives for bushcraft, and he's using the Buck 119. These are not hunting knives. I don't know where people ever got that idea that these were hunting knives. As a matter of fact, they're just not hunting knives. Hunters don't use these knives for a lot of reasons. First of all, let's go back to 1942 when Hoyt Buck designed the Buck 119. What was it designed for? It wasn't designed for processing deer. It was a fighting knife. It's basically a bowie knife, right? It's an Arkansas toothpick. This is exactly what it is. It has no resemblance to a hunting knife. First of all, that clip point is, you know, you'll poke the guts. Second of all, they're both too long. Anybody that processes animals will tell you a 4 or 5 inch blade is what you're looking for. A lot of people complain that the handles get too slick if you get blood all over them. So there's a bunch of reasons why these do not serve well as a hunting knife. Now I know Buck itself even bills them. I think they just went with the flow, whatever sells, as a hunting knife. These are not hunting knives. These are fighting knives. These are bowie knives. They have a guard on them. These are pokey ass knives. The reason I carry the 120 over the 110, I mean, sometimes I've carried both the 119 and the 120. I've also carried the 124 for a while, but it's a little bit too heavy. What I like about the 120 is it's the perfect, for me, the perfect self-defense knife. It's got that extra couple of inches of reach that if you had to get pokey, you could really reach down in there. It's got a hollow grind on it, very, very slicely, very, very slicey for sure. And this is my ultimate self-defense knife, and that is all I use it for. This is on my hip. And I don't use the sheath that it came with. I actually use a K-bar, aftermarket K-bar sheath is what I've used for years. Works perfect for this as well as an old hickory butcher knife. But the only thing this thing does is serve as a self-defense knife for personal protection. That's it. I then carry another belt knife. Right now, I've been carrying the Jeff White Lewis and Clark Expedition, which I'll do a review on that. That is a really fine knife. I'm very pleased. He really improved his handles on the knives. We'll get into that. This isn't about that knife right now. This is about the 119 / the Buck 120. Like I said, for me, it's the perfect weight. It's the perfect size. I really feel that I can handle this knife very, very well in a reverse grip, which is one of my favorite grips for self-defense, and also just the straight-out grip as well. Those are the two grips I use. And it's just the perfect knife. It's so light, I don't even really realize it's on my hip. And very tough knife. That Joe, what is that channel? Joe X, whatever that channel is. I mean, he really abuses knives. And he did both the 120 and the 119. And a lot of people will say that these knives have a weak tip. Boy, oh boy, go watch that Joe X stabbing that car and bending that. I mean, he really had to abuse that knife to get it to crack. Things that you would just never, never do. With a knife. It's also rat tail tang. you know, it's just not a good hunting knife. I don't understand that. But that's, you know, the Green River is a great hunting knife. Moras are great hunting knives for processing animals. There's a lot of knives that are great for processing animals, but the 119 and the 120 just are not it. Like I said, I don't understand it. And the facts are on my side with this. The Buck 119 was designed as a World War II fighting knife. I mean, pretty much ended the conversation right there, ain't it? Hoyt Buck did not design the 119 for processing deer. It's not what he designed it for. It was an army fighting knife. And it's basically a Bowie knife in all aspects. It really is a nice, thin Arkansas toothpick. That's what you're looking at. And I have, like I said, I have the 119. The current 120 that I've had, and I've had this for quite a while now, has the beautiful Coca-Cola handle on it. Yeah, I really love it. Yeah, it's just a fabulous knife. It's a beautiful knife. It's kind of a work of art. It's just, the design is just really beautiful on it. And it does everything that I would need it to do in a self-defense situation. I could, to me, this is the equalizer, right? I'm not a very big guy. I'm getting up there in years. I'm 60 years old now as well. And I ain't feeling like rolling around on the ground with anybody anymore. You know what I'm saying? And most guys are bigger than me, younger than me. And this is the great equalizer. And it's a great self-defense knife. I would recommend the 120 over the 119 due to that couple extra inches of reach that you got. It's just a fabulous, fabulous knife. Like I said, it's close to 45 years when I think back that I have owned and carried a 119 and or a 120. I haven't carried the 119 in a long, long time. Probably before 2020 was the last time I carried a 119. And I also had the 124 as well, but that's just a little bit too big and bulky. It gets a little crazy for me. Like I said, this knife is perfect. I was a roofer for 22 years, and I was a hand nailer. And so I have a lot of muscle memory when it comes to delivering a blow with my right hand. seriously, man. And so knife defense just fits naturally in with that muscle memory of 22 years of pounding roofing nails, and framing and all kinds of other things. So I feel very confident and very safe. Here's the other thing a lot of people don't realize, and it was the late great Paul Harrell, who had the Gun Channel. He died of pancreatic cancer, but he said something on his channel years ago that I knew a long time ago. And a lot of people say, why don't you just carry a gun? Well, because a knife is a better self-defense weapon. And like he said, if it's within 17, these are the statistics. They kept all this kind of stuff for training, police training, military training, all that kind of stuff. If it's between one guy who has a pistol and one guy that has a knife within 17 feet, the guy with the knife wins. Just for all kinds of physical reasons. So it's the 120 seems to be for me the most ultimate, and again, this is all a matter of personal choice and taste, but it is my ultimate everyday carry self-defense knife. And like I said, I'll carry an additional belt knife. I don't carry a pocket knife very much anymore because I carry a neck knife, which I used to carry the Mora Classic 1.0, but for the past few months, I've been carrying the Jeff White Mini, which is a 3-inch little blade. Great little blade. I actually cleaned a skunk the other day with it. Did a really good job. And like I said, I have the Jeff White. Lewis and Clark is my all-purpose using knife, belt knife, that I reach for all the time, because I don't want to dull or use my Buck 120 for anything other than self-defense purposes. What are your thoughts on the Buck 119, 120? You guys think that that's a hunting knife? Again, you know, that's not what it was designed for. It was designed for fighting, and it's a Bowie knife. And yeah, you can pound rocks with a hammer, but they do make hammers. And so I don't never have used it for processing animals, never will. It's not what it's intended to do, and I use it for what it's intended to do. Leave your comments below. Let me know what you're thinking. Grab the email subscription so you know when I post new stuff. And if you could, a great way to help this website out, no extra cost to you. I ain't pimping anything anyway. But if you could share my content on your social media accounts and all your forums and Reddit and Facebook and Instagram and all those kind of, if you got bushcraft channels, survival channels, biker channels, photography channels, if you could help share my content, it really helps this website out a great deal. All right, until next time, man. Be safe out there.